study paid for by the biotech industry counts biotech jobs as certain ones in agriculture, pharmaceuticals, medical devices, and research in medical labs. The report says total employment in those areas grew by 17,000 across the U.S. between 2001 and 2004. Wisconsin only made what the study calls moderate gains, but study author Walt Plosilla of the Battelle Institute says the typical biotech job pays $26,000 more per year than other private sector work, and also saw recent wage gains much higher than the national average.
I'm not saying it's going to replace all jobs or it's the future for everything, but certainly it's part of a diversified economy like in Wisconsin or any other state. You want to take advantage of these good, well-paying jobs to keep your children and grandchildren in the state and your college graduates and your technician graduates with jobs in the state as well.
Plosilla says Madison is just one of two mid-sized metro areas around the U.S. with substantial employment in all the biotech job areas that were measured. He says UW-Madison has pushed for its biotech research to be used.
Turn it into technology that creates either products or companies or both. They have filled up one university research park, a couple private parks. They're building another university research park now.
Not everyone agrees that biotech work in areas like agrochemicals or stem cells is heading in the right direction. But the Doyle administration is pushing hard to increase biotech jobs in Madison, Milwaukee, and some other parts of the state. The governor and at least three of his cabinet secretaries are at a biotech trade conference today, lobbying against other states and nations that are also trying to bring home the biotech bacon. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Chicago.